So I'm Susan Potter. I am so happy to be here and announce for you the 2020 annual appeal. We know this happens every year when we do some fundraising for the center to have support our wonderful program, including, thank you, Venerable George, for being here. I'm going to ask you to just hold that for me. If you are a member or on our mailing list, you will have already received the Look to the Future brochure. And if you have missed that, there are some out in the lobby that you can pick up. If you take just 30 seconds, you can open this brochure and see what our program has looked like. That there's a little chart that gives our income side, our expense side. It's a picture is worth 1,000 words. You can see exactly what's going on here with just a quick glance at this brochure, which, thank you, one of our nice graphic designer members who put this together nicely for us. One interesting fun fact in the brochure is that we currently have 92 monthly supporters, and last year with the same annual campaign, we had 79 one-time supporters, people who wrote checks, credit card, texted their donation, whatever. So we have a good base of support. Also in this packet is a letter from Robbie Watkins, our director, and Sandy Carlson, our president of the board of directors. And when you see this letter, there's another quick little list, some bullets that you can glance down and see what our program is about. Teachings, community and monastic community for leading our spiritual programs. We Geshe Gelug has been here for over 20 years. Geshe Songpo has been here, the two PhD-type teachers that we have. We support a prison project. We have a fabulous family and children's program. Lama Zopa Rinpoche has been here, and we continue to offer retreats that he strongly suggests that we do. The last bullet point on here is that we ignited the curiosity and growth of thousands of spiritual seekers through in-person classes, retreats, and programs, as well as through streaming and online content. And it really isn't a stretch to say thousands of people, because through these over 20-some years, hundreds of people come through the classes. This Gompa is full today. We really have touched, the center has touched the lives of thousands of people. Exactly. Oh, that's right. All the online content. So this brings us to where we are today. And I have to read this because it's a little confusing for me. Those of us who have been here over the years in the past didn't know exactly what the center would look like in the future, which is now. So back in the 90s, we didn't know what the 2010s right now would look like. We didn't know what this would look like. We didn't know what the altar. We didn't know that you would be here or you, Lois, would be here. We didn't know that Venerable George would be here today. We just had a hope and a confidence and aspiration that some form of our being able to offer the Dharma would be here. In the past, we had a vision, but it was a sight unseen in a way. Those aspirations from the past and the groundwork that was laid, all the work finding the new building, creating the altar, all the discovering Buddhism teachings, meditation, 101, all the annual appeals we've had, all of the dollars given, all of this has laid the groundwork for where we are right now. So today we don't have a clear idea exactly of what our future will look like, but we're excited, we're spacious, and we have unlimited hopes about sharing the Dharma in the future. And it's these hopes and intentions which are the volition or the energy that will help determine what the future looks like for the center. So right now, the present is the fruition of our past. And at the same time, the present is the foundation for our future. The past is this unbroken series of yesterdays, and the future is an unbroken series of tomorrows. So, hopefully tomorrow when I wake up, inspired from this teaching, I will wake up and say, oh, today's Monday. What can I do today to be of service to others? Then the day after that, if I can remember to be this inspired, I will say, today is Tuesday, the day after Monday. What can I do today to be of service to others? So it's these series of tomorrows, the close tomorrows, the tomorrows from a week away, the tomorrows from years away, that will determine our future. So thank you for everyone who's ever offered any support, dollars, donations, volunteering, prostrations, anything in the past, our long ago past, our recent past. Thank you for all of your thoughts and considerations about the Dharma and as we look to the long-term future. So as we do this and we think about these series of tomorrows, please don't join us in the appeal, the brochure, and please don't stop thinking about tomorrow.